This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. When you buy almost any appliance, like a computer, it comes from the manufacturer with certain settings for options on its operation already preset by the maker of the machine. These are known as default settings. From that point, then, the user can change the default setting to be something more personal just for them that he would like it to be for their own personal preferences and likes. When people are born into this world, even as sweet and lovely as a newborn baby looks, it is born with the default moral setting of sin. Before this child can say or do anything in its life, this child is already a sinner. This is a fact of life, spiritual life. Today I will explain why this happens and what we can do about it. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus. Amen. Some material for this program is from gotquestions.org. The key Bible verse of this ministry is from Matthew 24:14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in the whole world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com/contact. While it would be comforting to be able to say we all come out of the womb with a blank slate morally, unfortunately, it's just not true. Psalm 51:5 says, "Look, I was guilty of sin from birth, a sinner the moment my mother conceived me." That was the ancient King David of Israel in a chapter of Psalms where he confessed his terrible and many sins to God. Listen to the rest of what King David said in this first part of Psalm 51. "Have mercy on me, O God, because of your loyal love. Because of your great compassion, wipe away my rebellious acts. Wash away my wrongdoing. Cleanse me of my sin, for I am aware of my rebellious acts. I am forever conscious of my sin. Against you, you above all, I have sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. So you are just when you confront me. You are right when you condemn me. Look, I was guilty of sin from birth, a sinner the moment my mother conceived me. Look, you desire integrity in the inner man. You want me to possess wisdom. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be pure. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Grant me the ultimate joy of being forgiven. May the bones you crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins. Wipe away all my guilt. Create for me a pure heart, O God. Renew a resolute spirit within me. Do not reject me. Do not take your Holy Spirit away from me. Let me again experience the joy of your deliverance. Sustain me by giving me the desire to obey. Then I will teach rebels your merciful ways, and sinners will turn to you. Rescue me from the guilt of murder, O God, the God who delivers me. Then my tongue will shout for joy because of your righteousness. O Lord, give me the words. Then my mouth will praise you. Certainly you do not want a sacrifice, or else I would offer it. You do not desire a burnt sacrifice. The sacrifice God desires is a humble spirit. O God, a humble and repentant heart you will not reject. This again is a psalm of David, Psalm 51. It was written when Nathan the prophet confronted him after David's sexual affair with Bathsheba and subsequent murder plot of her husband Uriah. My point is that we all inherit sin from our parents, no matter how good and fine they are. Your parents inherited sin from their parents, and on, so forth and so on. The term original sin refers to the sin of disobedience of Adam in eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and its effects upon the rest of the human race. Being conceived with original sin upon us results in our inheriting a sin nature so wicked that Jeremiah 17:9 describes the human heart as deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Not only was Adam found guilty because he sinned, but his sin was imputed to us, making us guilty and deserving of his punishment, which is death. And we can read more about that in Romans 5, 12, and 19. Let me give you a sample of this. Sin came into the world because of what one man did, and with sin came death. So this is why all people must die, because all people have sinned. Sin was in the world before the law of Moses, but God does not consider people guilty of sin if there is no law. But from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, everyone had to die. Adam died because he sinned by not obeying God's command. But even those who did not sin that way had to die. So that one sin of Adam brought the punishment of death to all people. But in the same way, Christ did something so good that it makes all people right with God, and that brings them true life. One man disobeyed God and many became sinners. But in the same way, one man obeyed God and many will be made right. The law was brought in so that more people would sin the way Adam did. But where sin increased, there was even more of God's grace. Sin once used death to rule us, but God gave us more of his grace so that grace could rule by making us right with him. And this brings us eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I have to admit, I really like that passage. Isaiah 59:1-2. Look, the power of the Lord is enough to save you. He can hear you when you ask him for help. It is your sins that separate you from God. He turns away from you when he sees your sins. Psalm 14:2-3, the Lord looks down from heaven to see if there is anyone who is wise, anyone who looks to him for help. But everyone has gone the wrong way. Everyone has turned bad. No one does anything good. No, not one person. Galatians 5:19-21. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. Psalm 139, selected portions. O Lord, you have examined my heart, and you know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts, even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I am going to say, even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there, Your hand will guide me, and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me, and the light around me to become night. But even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you, the night shines as bright as the day. Darkness and light are the same to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me even before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand, and when I wake up, you are still with me. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin. To have that penalty for sin removed so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life starting today by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com, and you may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com/contact. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Titus, chapter 3, verses 3 to 7. For we too were once foolish, disobedient, misled, enslaved to various passions and desires, spending our lives in evil and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness of God our Savior and His love for mankind appeared, Jesus saved us, not by works of righteousness that we have done, but on the basis of His mercy through the washing of the new birth and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us in full measure through Jesus Christ our Savior. And so, since we have been justified by His grace, we become heirs with the confident expectation of eternal life.